What it do, what it do, what it do. Hey, y'all thought I forgot about you, didn't you? Not even. I can drink coffee all day, any day. You know what? Something is bothering me, though, like always. That's the reason I got this podcast, right? It's the little thoughts and ideas, the little epiphanies throughout the day that breed this call to action that I want to share with everybody. But anyway, no, seriously, things have become so boring, and it's just not in my personal life with like dating or anything, actually. It's like things have become so easy for society days nowadays because no one expects anything from anyone that is boring nowadays. There's no substance. Everything's shallow. Now, I can't go into speak on everything, but I can't address these queens. So hear me out. Grab your coffee. Yes, it's late, but let's do it, sis. Let's talk. It's Coffee with Queen. Here's what's going on. Oh my God. No one actually values themselves. And I'm talking about women here. Men too. Seriously. You have women who call themselves queens, but they live like peasants. You have men who call themselves kings, but they haven't even been kissed to turn into a prince. They're still frogs. Why is that? It goes back to another episode. We talked about it before. Superficial validations, empty souls. But that's what everybody wants to commingle with in this day and age. I don't. I'm actually seeking some substance. And what bothered me was I came across an article today. And it was a guy's article about topics that women love to discuss. And there were four topics listed. Pets, travel, food, and movies. Boring. That was so shallow. To me, I don't know if it's just the way that I made up. But I want to talk about something a little bit more intriguing. Like, what's your rising moon sign? What's your life path number? Could that be why you react the way that you react? I want to know the real you. I can care less about the voice that you're trying to fill by superficial validations. Same thing with women. They have a pretty face, a slim waist, and some cake. And they think that they're serving the world. No, boo. Push back your cap. And what's up under your scalp? That's why I don't date. There's really nothing to talk about. It's become so boring. You don't have to want to fantasize about what it may look like. You know what I mean when I say it. Because you get those flicks in your DM every 24 seconds. That's not what Ella Mai meant when she said you got 24 seconds. Can you beat the shot clock? No. And same thing for men. Why do you have to wonder what she looks like in a luxurious piece of lingerie when you can just scroll down Facebook and go to Wednesday? It's become too easy. There's no substance. Why is that? I feel as if women, we do lead. Granted, the king may be the face of the kingdom, but it's the queen that's keeping it moving. We lead by example. You're going to receive what you start to command. Put yourself back on a pedestal. Up the ante a little bit. Because the real queens, we're getting bored. We've become a generation where we pretty much accept anything. And then we get mad when we get exactly what we've been allowing all along. How crazy is that? You get women who crave attention from the opposite sex, and they get that. And every male that they encounter is thirsty. What's up with that? Or you get men who have to have a variety of every woman he comes across. And he wonder why he can't find a queen. And he's always left with Thought Pockets and Tatianas. What's up with that? Everyone's been misleading. Everything's become so easy because no one expects anything. And why should you? All you have to do is open up your closest social media app and anything that you're requesting is available. Think about it. You want to know what she looks like in a beautiful piece of lingerie. It's simple. You know what I'm saying? You no longer have to look. It's right in front of your face. But what's up with that? Why have queens been replaced? I feel as if we have to start accepting accountability. Think about it, women. If you want a king, you have to start carrying yourself as if you're a queen. But that just seems too hard to do. And I don't know if Amber Rose has everyone confused with this slut walk that transpired a few years ago. I don't know. I'm actually mentally bamboozled. But I see it everywhere. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? It's too relevant. And then what happens is they're so used to getting spoon-fed that when they actually encounter a queen, they don't know what the hell their hands are. What's up with that? Women, queens, we've got to start expecting more. And just because you want more than a frivolous conversation, that doesn't mean you're asking for too much. Especially if you're an 80s baby. We're getting old out here, sis. The elasticity is dying in our skin. Elasticity. I have a lisp. Hormones hushing up. Boobs about long as Chevy's. I mean, time is of the essence. It's time to stop playing these games. Start carrying yourself as queens. When you hold yourself to certain standards, you'll start getting exactly what you're looking for. Something with more depth. They're out here. Trust me. But you've got to start holding yourself accountable. Stop making yourself so readily accessible. Demand more than a simple good morning text. Message me before 9 p.m. Is that too much to ask? No. You've got to start demanding more for yourself. And you got to stop confusing these men. Think about it. You cry wolf every day, but you still allowed him the field to play. You want a man to be faithful to you. But what you going to do after you find out about the side chick? I don't care how many years you have invested. Are you not worth more? You sit there and you're sending him the signal that, yeah, you hurt me, but I ain't going nowhere. I can take a little bit more. Why would he stop if the only punishment is a few days in the doghouse and maybe surviving some Facebook critics? He's winning. He'll live to bite another day. You've got to start expecting more. How are you going to call him a deadbeat man? Especially if you're going to sleep with him again. What's the purpose? What are you teaching your children? That it's okay to be neglected as long as daddy can come inside mommy? You have to realize that if he doesn't want to be a great dad, he has no place in your bed, boo. You have to start expecting more. Something with some depth. Come on now. And stop labeling them as kings. If they're walking around acting like peasants. Stealing your hopes and your dreams and all your self-worth. Stop putting them on a pedestal. And no, I'm not solely saying that women are the problem. It's just about accountability, and I can only speak from a queen's perspective. And you've got to be what you expect. You've got to be a mirror image of what you reflect. Y'all knew it was coming. No, you have to be the image of your king. And trust me, it's not easy. Trust me, they're going to go for easy. So don't think you're winning because he's always there. Evaluate yourself. Evaluate your purpose. And evaluate how much he seems to think you're worth. Does he care about your dreams, your goals? Is he building with you and filling you and not just filling on you? Think about it. And remember that they're all going to shop, but the mall is filled with all types of stores. Are you Rainbows or are you Macy's? Think about it. The accountability starts with us, queens. Put yourself with more value. Place yourself with more value. Realize that you're worth so much more. Give them something that's worth looking for. I'm definitely not going to play this game until I feel like I'm matched. I've been there, done that. I don't have any more time to waste. And I refuse to give anyone anything for free. I'm just too dope for that. Realize you're a masterpiece and everything you do is going to be on display. So you don't have to do it shallow. Just evaluate the audience that you're entertaining. Realize the price of your masterpiece. Realize your worth. It doesn't matter, boo. You're going to be seen. But do it appropriately. And just because you love doesn't mean you have to accept being neglected. And just because you're expecting does not mean you are expecting too much. Think about it. You are what you attract. So apply that. Apply that to your everyday life and apply that to the people that you start to encounter. Apply that to the people you're interested in. Yep, it's been a late cup of coffee with Queen. But hey, you can have coffee any time of the day, any time of the night, as long as you're feeling right. No, I'm about to get ready to get up out of here. And it's just all about accountability. That's it. For real. Start accepting accountability for what you're receiving in life. We got to stop complaining and start making change. Once again, it starts with you, and I will say that daily. It takes 21 days to develop a habit. So if I have to repeat it daily, I will. It's been real. If you're new, subscribe. If you're old, don't forget to leave a review. Oh yeah, check me out on Facebook at Coffee with Queen. There's topics and all types of things. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what you say. And trust me, you're here for me again on another day. Holla at your girl.